This is Tatenda Gumbo. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Thursday, January 28, 2016. Some ambassadors reportedly want President Robert Mugabe to run for a second African Union term or be given an influential position in the continental body. Chad is expected to take over the rotating AU chair within the next few days. Most Zimbabwean teachers, who can hardly survive on monthly meager earnings, have resorted to selling various wares in an attempt to supplement their income. This evening, we will give you an insight into Zimbabwe-Equatorial Guinea relations as the southern African nation seems to have benefited by giving lines of credit amounting to over $200 million. On the other hand, Equatorial Guinea will always thank Zimbabwe for a failed coup in 2004. Do you still remember Thulani Bia Ncube, former Highlanders and Warriors kingpin? Stay tuned for more details. Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on the 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on www.channelzim.net. Please check us out on Facebook, WhatsApp, and Twitter. Today on Live Talk, our host of the Women's Roundtable will be talking with listeners and experts about illegal vendors in Zimbabwe. Send us your numbers on our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. The number again is 001-202-465-0318. Stay tuned.